We're going to begin this morning by reading about the day of Pentecost, setting really the theme for our worship service this morning. It's found from Acts. It's found in Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 21. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they, the disciples, were all gathered in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound, the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in his own native language? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians. We hear them telling in their own tongues the mighty works of God." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others, mocking, said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. For these men are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. 'And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire, and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood, before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.'" Up the day of Pentecost, we now begin our service with the opening blessing, with the invocation. We make our beginning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we need your mercy. In this hour, help us to see our sin and pain and pray for a fresh start with your Spirit. Help us to see the shortcomings in our lives and look to you for the answers to our problems. Give us a new vision of what life can be. Teach us to hope, to love, to give, and to have faith. Lord, we need your mercy. We take a few moments for silent reflection. Let us confess our sin. Our God has heard the cries and felt our pain and has had mercy on us. God has seen our need and provided for our salvation, seen our condition and provided the solution, seen our heart and given us a Savior. Through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, our sin is no longer the weight that holds us down.
We are free to
live in victory, free from sin of our self-deceit, and free from Satan's power.
Praise
God for goodness. Let us pray. God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, as you sent upon the disciples the promised gift of the Holy Spirit, look upon your church and open our hearts to the power of the Spirit. Kindle in us the fire of your love and strength, and strengthen our lives for service in your kingdom. We pray this through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please rise for the reading of the Gospel.